We're talking today with Garrett Juergen from the Pryor FFA chapter. He's another of our national FFA Proficiency Award winners from the state of Oklahoma. Garrett, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be among the winners from the great state of Oklahoma.
Now, we've got eight. You're number eight this evening. And as we think about your particular SAE, you've always had a love for rodeo. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. Rodeo, like I said, is very near and dear to my heart. I've been around it all my life. I was at my first rodeo when I was 2 weeks old with my family, and it's definitely grown from there. And day in and day out, it's a part of my life and everything I think about. And being able to continue my life in the rodeo world is just a blessing to me each and every day.
Now, you've gotten kind of zeroing in on rodeo announcing. Tell me about how that's evolved.
It's evolved a lot. You know, technology advances. You have to be up on sound equipment and things of that nature and know how to keep track of stats and hometowns and amounts of money won and maybe where they won a championship last week and even some personal interest stories, like if they just got married or just had a baby. And there's a lot of things as an announcer we have to be on top of.
Tell me a little bit about your particular company. You're obviously in a combination of placement and entrepreneurship, but you really got your own company.
Absolutely. Lightning G Announcing and Sound is where I started a few years ago, and this year we reincorporated as Lightning G Productions to include all of my realms of business, and that right there has grown, and FFA has helped me play a big role in that and being able to expand my business and keep track of all of the different aspects, the marketing, the finances, all of that helps me better my success and career.
Where do you want to go with this?
Hopefully on, of course, always bigger and better things. Events, of course, like the International Finals Rodeo, the National Finals Rodeo, San Antonio, Calgary, all of those big events, Cheyenne, those are always events that you look forward to. And so hopefully you hope to check all those off the bucket list one day.
Now tell me a little bit about how FFA has helped you in all of this work to this point.
FFA has played a major, major role in not only success in my business, but polishing my public speaking skills and being able to fluently communicate with thousands of people at a time and not stutter and stammer and get caught up in the excitement, but rather communicate in a way that is informative to the average rodeo fan and not obnoxious and overwhelming to those that hear it weekly, like the cowboys and people that travel the rodeo circuit. So FFA is... again, played a major role in the finances of being able to track my expenses, my income, and keep track of all of those things and help me know that I'm growing in my success.
Obviously, you know, we talked a little bit about this the other day in Stillwater, the fact that there are folks that don't like animal agriculture and they don't like rodeo very much. How do you respond? You're kind of almost at least the voice for rodeo when you're taking on that type of job for a particular weekend. How do you deal with those type of folks?
You know, there's always haters in the world, and any sport's got them. But rodeo does get targeted a lot more because they think we abuse our animals, and we absolutely do not. We treat our animals very carefully. You know, if it weren't for the animals, we obviously wouldn't have a job. So we take our animals, we treat them like four-legged athletes. They, you know, they may work for 8 seconds two or three times a week, and they get all the feed and hay and luxury they want. They roam free. They don't have to wake up at a certain time every morning and go to work and fight traffic. And so I told somebody the other day, I said, you know, if I ever get reincarnated in another life, I want to come back as a bucking horse or a bucking bull because they've got it pretty well off.